Next case, please.
Thank you, gentlemen, as always.
You're welcome.
The next application is 11,819. Richard C. Smith III and Tammy L. Eisensmith seek variances from the rear yard and side yard setback, sections 115-42B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Ramblewood Drive South, approximately 924 feet northeast of Munchie Branch Road. The 911 address is 2060 Ramblewood Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 679. Specifically, they're requesting a 4.4-foot variance for the rear and a 3.8-foot variance for the side. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Robert McVeigh. My address is 21 Fairway Avenue, Georgetown, Delaware. 19947.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Chad Meredith of Hudson Jones, Jaywork and Fisher here representing your applicant, Mr. Smith and Ms. Eisensmith. You should have surveys in front of you that were enclosed with the application, and I believe this is one of I guess we'll call it a bit of a cleanup. This is an issue that's been in existence for about 30 years, probably for varying reasons, one of which is the fact that the building was permitted and was granted a certificate of occupancy. That happened back in 1985, so this is a 30-year-old problem. The other sort of oddity with it is that we're just 93 square feet over the 600 square foot threshold. I actually have to admit I didn't actually do the calculation, but another attorney with our office, as he was getting ready to submit this, did in fact do the calculation. 693 feet is what he came up with. And again, if it's just 600 square feet, 5 feet becomes a setback. That's not the case here, though. And so roughly 30 years after the problem was created, it's been found, and we're here to hopefully seek resolution. So when you look at the survey, you do in fact see that we're 5.6 feet from the rear and 6.2 from the side. So both side and rear setbacks necessitate variances. Ms. Cornwell has gone through the property description, so I think, given that little bit of background, I'll just hop into the criteria. As you know, the property must be unique. I certainly think the uniqueness is in place here, as both an issuance of a building permit and certificate of occupancy took place. And of course, in order for the property and its improvements to comply with the applicable county code provisions, the garage would need to be either relocated or have 93 square feet chopped off of it. Either one is going to be a great cost to your applicant and current owner who just recently purchased the property, probably in the last month or two. Two, the property cannot otherwise be developed, and that because of the uniqueness, there's no possibility that property can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance or code. This property and the garage necessitating the variance, as I mentioned, have already been developed to the applicant's knowledge and belief, and in fact, county records. The garage was built in the mid to late 80s. Again, the permit was 1985, I think March or April of that year, and so I would certainly guess it was finished in 1985. And this variance is needed in order to allow for the continued use of this garage. The applicant did not create the practical difficulty. They purchased the property with the improvements, including the garage, already in place. And based on the chain of title, their seller did not create the problem either. It was you have to go back a few conveyances to get to 1985 when this was built. Four, this will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, this has been in place for 30 years. To the best of the applicant's knowledge, there's never been any complaints related to the garage and its placement. So I would argue it's fairly hard to say that this has in some way altered the essential character of the neighborhood. And this is the minimum variance required. Both variance requests would bring the building into compliance with the current code, so both requests are the minimum variance needed. With me to my right is Mr. McVeigh. He's been sworn in. Mr. McVeigh, hopefully I haven't bored you to fall asleep. Were you listening to the statements I just made?
Yes, I did.
And would you swear or affirm that everything I said is true?
Absolutely.
What do you do for a living?
I am a real estate broker.
And have you been doing that in Sussex County?
Yes, I'm a real estate broker in Sussex County in Rehoboth Beach. I've been licensed since 1994.
And do you personally know the subject property?
Yes, I was the buyer's agent for the current owners.
And based on your experience in Sussex County real estate, would you say that the garage, if a variance was granted by the board members, would you guess that the garage's location would in any way affect neighboring property values?
I do not believe that it would affect any of the neighboring properties' values.
Thank you, Mr. McVeigh. That's all the questions I have for you. And gentlemen, that's concludes my presentation, unless you have any questions.
All right. Let me start with you, Mr. Rickard. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
I'm sorry?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Bourbon?
No questions.
Mr. Ratson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Just a couple.
Okay.
I presume this is not something that could be easily shrunk in size to fit 600 square feet?
No. To my knowledge, it was actually a document that I was looking through, and I'd have to put my hands on it better, but it's not just an open garage. There is a sort of a work shed in there as well. So there's tools and built-ins along the walls.
Okay. And is there a septic system or anything in the rear yard?
No.
There is a well. There, but that's in the front.
There's
a well in the front yard. It's on public sewer.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make the motion that we approve case number 11819. There has been a as so testified by the applicant, the garage was built in the northeast side of the property, and that gives it some uniqueness. And it cannot otherwise be developed. The variance is needed in order to allow for continued use of the garage. It has not been created by the applicant. A certificate of compliance through the county has been issued. So that means that it's not created by the applicant, certainly. Will not alter the central character of the neighborhood and the minimum variance that they need for relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,819. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Retson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,819 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, yes, sir.